Well, it looks like polling did a pretty good job in this election. Certainly, as far as what we know right now, the races that we looked at, the president's lead in New York, of course, Gillibrand's victory. We're starting to see the state Senate races that we looked at, as well as some of the congressional, starting to fall out pretty much the way that we had polled them. You know, and when we look nationally, I think that my hat's off to a lot of my colleagues in the polling world who I think did an excellent job in predicting exactly what we're seeing starting to unfold this evening.
This is pretty important stuff here, Don, because, you know, you always hear the people who are behind in the polls saying the only poll is the Election Day poll and all the rest of it. But it is extraordinary to me that the polling has done so well. I'm a little concerned about the Gallup poll, which does seem to have it wrong. What do you make of that?
Well, I think that certainly the postmortem on polling is going to take a look at what Gallup did this time out. There's a little bit of a change in their modeling as we came down the stretch, and I think they're going to have to take a look at it. I think that a bigger story in polling this time is what has happened with the poll aggregators, you know, and how accurate it has turned out. When you take a look at 15, 20 polls in a variety of swing states and aggregate them exactly, you know, how well they're coming out, the work that, of course, Nate Silver did, you know, other poll aggregators. I mean, I think that's the really fantastic story on polling in this election cycle, that, you know, that's what's really coming out, and we'll see how Florida exactly turns out, as you point out, Ohio. But it does look that when you take the sum total of polling and you eliminate the noise, that you really got a very, very accurate picture of the electorate.
With that said, we heard that throughout, especially in the waning days of this campaign, that there were many challenges for pollsters. Did you feel those personally?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, you know, certainly front and center in some of the challenges that we experienced was the storm. I mean, we were polling in Long Island, yep, in Staten Island, in Westchester, and we had to terminate some of those polls just because of, you know, the disaster and how it struck people. I mean, we kind of stick our neck out a little bit at Siena because we do some districts, some congressional races, where we end up being the only public pollster. And of course, we continue to face the problems that many of our colleagues do with exactly determining, you know, finding the likeliest of the likely. And we do a lot of down ballot races. So someone may have an opinion on the presidency, but they don't necessarily have a strong opinion on their state senator. So those are some of the issues that we face.
Well, what about cell phones? We keep hearing about how pollsters haven't done justice to the huge numbers of younger people and people who are having cell phones and nothing else.
Again, that tends to be a very, very large problem in general polling. It becomes a little bit less of a problem as we get to these pre-elections because, you know, we are hunting for the likeliest of likelies. And still, Alan, any way you look at it, those voters who continue to use landlines, who continue to be what we call dual users, they have lands and cells, mm-hmm, but we can reach them on landlines, they tend to vote in numbers greater than people who are cell only. It continues to be a problem. Each election cycle, it's going to be tougher and tougher. And we continue, of course, to make cell phone calls. Every single pollster will tell you on pre-election, when we're fast and furious at the end, we do tend to oversample a little bit landlines. They're easier to reach. They're less expensive. They're more predictable. So we tend to make up that little bit disproportionate sampling of landlines with our weighting formulas and how we are then actually counting those people that we reach via cell phone, those younger voters, hard-to-reach voters. We're counting their opinion, weighting it up a little bit more so than those that we've reached on landlines. Yeah. It looks, in this case, that we've done pretty well.
Yep.